Hey, babe. Sorry, I'm so late. How is my day? It was fine, babe. No, look, it's been a crazy day, and it's just, I'm trying to say what I want to say, but look, I know that you've decided to do this No Nut November thing. Can't really understand why. I know it's something personal for you, and I've tried really hard to be supportive. Thank you. That means a lot. You mean a lot. It's just that it's hard for me not having the intimacy we normally have together. Well, it's just hard not having your cock. Yeah, you know how much I love you and your cock. I know, I haven't been complaining or sharing that too much with you because I really want to be a supportive girlfriend. But it's been taking its toll on me. A lot. And even though I hide that when I'm with you, because, like I say, I'm really trying to support you, it's been affecting me in other ways. Mostly at work. It's been affecting my mood and my attitude and my work ethic. So today I got called into a meeting after work with my boss. And not just my boss, but the company president too. Yeah, exactly. It definitely wasn't to tell me I was employee of the month. I got called in so that they could discuss my attitude at work lately, telling me that I went from the best employee to the worst employee in just over 20 days. 22 days, to be exact. 22 No Nut November days. At first, I tried to apologize. They just kept saying they couldn't understand my change in behavior and hounding me, telling me all the things I've done wrong, asking me what's gotten into me, and all I could think about was what hasn't gotten into me in 22 days. Your cock. Any cock, for that matter, and just how much I need that. I started thinking about how the two men calling me out right there in the office probably have perfectly willing dicks. Probably were gonna go home and fuck their wives or girlfriends, just like I wanted to be fucked by my boyfriend, but I don't get to have your cock. And I guess just after their repeated interrogation and hounding, I couldn't take it anymore. I finally just had an outburst and said, I need some cock. That's what I need. Yeah, I did. That's exactly what I said. and their faces looked pretty much exactly like yours. Shocked. And I knew then that I'd crossed the line. I started to walk out and said I'd get my things, but before I could open the door, the president put his hand flat on it and slowly turned me around. He walked me back to the couch in his office and sat me down. I was shaking. I was so embarrassed and upset and frustrated. But they both sat beside me and let me talk. They let me explain everything, nodding, and neither of them interrupted me. They were really understanding, babe. When I finished telling them how I was trying to hide my frustration from you, and I guess I must have just been letting it out at work, they patted my knee, and they both stood up. They said I was always their favorite employee, and they never ever want to lose me. And they both offered to help me. Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's only one thing I really need help with. And that's when they both unzip their pants and... Oh, God. I took their hard cocks out. Right there in front of me. Oh, they don't look like that. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. And all the tension that I've been carrying around this past month and the need just came flooding out of me when I saw their cocks. I couldn't help myself, babe. Just kind of leaned forward, and the next thing I knew, my mouth was on my boss's cock. And then on the president's cock. Yeah, both of them. Hell, I could have handled a whole fucking gangbang after 22 days without your cock. I'm sorry, babe. I just... God, it was so good, though. And I got to suck them. I got to lick them and taste them. And you'd think that I just wildly would have sucked them, trying to get some cum that I miss so goddamn much, but... They just let me savor them, lick and smell and kiss. They encouraged me to take my time if I wanted to. They petted my hair and my cheeks. They told me they were there for me, whatever I needed. Just take whatever you need, sweetheart. We're here for you, they said. And just hearing how understanding they were being and noticing how rock hard they were, and fuck, I didn't know they were turned on. They were leaking pre-cum on my tongue. Just started to make me feel really greedy. Got my pussy really wet. I'm sorry, baby, but... couldn't help myself. I started getting greedier. Started licking their balls and trying to fit both of their cockheads in my mouth at once. They got wilder, too. I started saying some dirty things like, fuck, you really need a dick, don't you? And how they always suspected I was the type of girl who loved cock. How I've always been kind of jealous of you, babe, for getting to fuck me whenever you want. I just couldn't understand why you wouldn't fuck me for 22 days and told me I deserved better than that. I'm sorry. No, I mean, yes, in some ways I agreed with them. I think I deserved to be fucked. But I did understand that this was something you just wanted to test yourself with, and I don't know, I did tell them that I missed getting fucked so much. And that's when they stood me up and stripped me. I guess I could have stopped them, babe, if I really wanted to, but I didn't want to. It was so good to get touched and teased and kissed and sucked while I stroked them. Yes, I know. You've told me many times over this month that you still wanted to cuddle with me and touch me, but I just couldn't have your cock. And I haven't been able to let you do that because it's just torture. It just hurts me so much. Feel your hands on me and feel your cock getting hard and not just want to take it and make you fuck me, which I know I could do, but just be trying so hard to be the good girlfriend. And when my boss laid me down on the couch, I just, kind of spread my legs. I was pretty much inviting him to climb on top of me and start fucking me, babe. Oh god, he did. He climbed on top of me, brought his big cock right up to my pussy, while put one foot on the top of the couch and one on the floor, spread as wide as I could, and looked down and just watched his cock push into me. No, I honestly didn't even think about a condom. I just needed it so bad. And his cock was so hard. And he had a thick cock head just like you, babe. Not as hot as yours, of course, but god, it felt so good to finally get fucked. And I'm so sorry, babe. I needed it so bad. You know, know how my body just exploded. He must have pumped his cock into me. I don't even know. Not a lot, not for long, before I was already coming. I was looking up at the president, who was just about to climb over my face, and as I started to come and moan and scream, I just grabbed his cock and put it in my mouth. All the way in my mouth. All the way down my throat, because I miss that so much. That position where you're over me and you throat fuck me with your cock. It always makes you come so hard. And all I really needed was to come and to get come, to make their cocks come. I had to take him down my throat. I reached up and I dug my nails into his ass and I pulled him into my face and my throat. His balls on my nose. I could barely breathe, but I didn't care, baby. I just wanted his them both talking to each other about what a greedy fucking slut I was. That they knew I had it in me. That they've both talked about this, and here they are, fucking spit-roasting me, taking me, coming in me. They were gonna feed me all of their cum together, and I was coming too. My body was just arching off of the couch and shaking. My boss was squeezing my tits, pounding into me. He'd already come once after I started coming on his cock, and he still couldn't stop. He said he was going to give me another load because he's just waited too long for this fuck to be one and done. And the president did the same thing. I guess he just really likes getting blown. I think from the things that they were saying, that his wife doesn't like sucking his cock. She doesn't like his balls on her face. She doesn't deep throat. And she definitely doesn't swallow cum. Not like I did with his first load. I sucked it so hard. I wouldn't take my lips off his cock until I got every drop. He just cursed and said, holy fucking shit. Oh my god, she's sucking the soul from my cock. And he couldn't get soft, baby. It's like he was holding his nut for the month of November because he just wanted to keep feeding me. My boss wanted to keep filling me. They both just used me like that for so long. Both each gave me another load or two. I had at least three of my boss's cum loads in my pussy. And two huge loads, maybe two and a half, because one of them just kept on going. It's like his orgasm wouldn't stop when my throat muscles were milking him and I was swallowing around the head of his cock. And once my boss kind of pulled out of me, leaned back on the opposite end of the couch and caught his breath, president grabbed me and he said it was his turn to use my sloppy slutty hole. And he really likes sloppy seconds from a slut. His wife is so good and so pure and so fucking vanilla. And he just wants a little whore to use. Someone who wants his cock just as badly as he wants to fuck. And I told him that that was me, babe, because God, you know how much I love to fuck. And baby, say something, please. Look. Yeah. He did. He came in my pussy, too. He fucked me over the arm of the couch while I watched my boss just kind of stroking his cock, and I actually begged him to bring it to my mouth while the president was pounding his cock into me so I could clean it off. I hadn't really tasted much of his cum yet, just his pre-cum when I was licking them at the beginning, and I just wanted to taste me and him on his cock, and I put him in my mouth and I sucked him. He put his hands in my hair and he fucked my face. And oh god, he told me to look up at him when his cock was in my mouth. He said I look like such a slut because I always look so perfect when I come into the office and my makeup was running. There were tears running down my face, mostly from being throat fucked, but also literal tears of joy and being spit roasted like that by them. They fucked me so hard. I kept saying some not too nice things about you, babe. How you were selfish for not giving me your cock, but that your loss was their gain because they just loved fucking me so much. It went on for, well, hours, as you can tell, I'm late, and well, I should have probably showered like the president offered in his executive bathroom, but I was already so late, I just kind of fixed my makeup and my hair, because I honestly thought I could hide this from you when I came home, but I just feel so bad, baby. I just wanted to support you and be a good girlfriend, but I ended up being the worst girlfriend ever. I cheated on you. And I didn't do it because I don't love you. I just did it because I love you so much. And I love your cock so much that I just... What are you doing there? Why are you taking your cock out and pushing me to my knees? But it's no, not November. And I don't understand what you're saying. Well, of course I want to suck your cock. Love your cock. Missed it so much. Oh, yes, of course it's better than theirs, but... What? Did I like them fucking me? Well... I told you I did, baby, but I'm sorry. I'm so... You don't want me to be sorry. You just want me to suck your cock and take that load you've been storing up for me. Oh, my God. Yes, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck my face, baby. Fuck your little sus face. I love your cock. Mrs. Cock so much. Oh, yes, I want. Oh, what? What? Please, I want to swallow. Please. Oh, you want to paint my face with it this first time? Oh, show me how much you have. Oh, God, okay, baby. Yes. Oh, God, I'm going to look up at you. Yes, just like I did my boss. It looked a little fucking more. You like that? You do? Oh, God, yes, baby. Fuck, come on my face and give me that cum. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God. Oh, holy fuck, yes. Yes! Yes! Yes, there's so much more! Oh my God, it won't stop! Holy fuck! Oh God, it's sick! Oh, please, please let me have a little of my mouth! Please, please! Oh God, I'm coming! Oh God! And why you've been doing No Not November. I don't understand. What do you mean? You've always wanted me to get fucked by other cocks. What? What? You can't be serious. You want me to cheat on you. It's not cheating, it's hot wifing. Aren't they the same thing, babe? You knew I'd never do it. Because I love you too much. And you knew I'd never want to hurt you. Well, of course I love you and I wouldn't want to hurt you. But you knew I'd love being a slut for other men. If I could realize how hard it'd make your cock and how much you'd love it. Wait, so you've purposely been denying me your cock all month. Not because of any sort of no-nut November thing, but so that I'd be so desperate for cock, I'd fuck someone else. And then tell you about it, because you knew I'd have to confess, right? Then you could show me how much you love the slut in me, too. Babe, you did all this for me? You tortured yourself for so long this month. It can't be. It's too good to be true. Other than waiting 22 days to find this out. Yeah, I guess the way you face-fucked me and came so hard, it could be true. But the real proof would probably be if you wanted to fuck my cum-soaked pussy right now. I mean, your cock is still so hard, baby. Is that something you'd want to do? Put your cock and inside this pussy while I get on all fours like this? Show you how well used and stretched and creamy it is from being fucked by my boss and the company president? You want to prove to me that you really love me being a slutty girlfriend and you desperately, desperately want to fuck me right now? No! Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, finally. Oh, God. Oh, my pussy's missing cock. Oh, yeah. My slutty little cum-filled pussy missed your cock so much. Oh, that whore pussy is yours. Oh, it's always been yours, baby. No matter who fucks me, fills me, it's always gonna be yours. Yes, yes, show me how much you miss me. Show me how much you love fucking this lovely second back up into me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. Fuck you. Come in me. Oh, God, take that pussy back. It's your pussy. It's your fucking pussy. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck you. Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm so full of cum. Oh, God, you're pushing the cum so deep in me. Yes. Oh, I love it. I love being so full. Oh, slut, it's just been fucked full of cum. Oh, God. Oh, I never thought I'd say this. Not in a million years, babe, but... Oh, God damn. I am so, so happy you decided to do No Not November this year. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, no, don't stop. Oh, fuck, no, there's no more room for cum in my pussy, but I don't want that to stop, you know. Just let it overflow. Oh, God, you got almost a month's worth of cum to fill me up with. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you, baby. No.